For 17 years, the Cesar Chavez Legacy and Education Foundation has held the annual March for Justice in the heart of the West Side. In his years of living there, District 5 Councilman David Medina Jr. says he's seen the march have a large impact on residents.
And that tells me that they're in tune and listening and playing an active role in the issues of today. And that's exactly what we need for the future, because these are our future leaders.
As Congress continues to debate an immigration compromise, Foundation Chairman Jaime Martinez says the theme of this year's march will be comprehensive immigration reform.
Common sense immigration reform that includes rights for farm workers that pick the crop in the fields, that it would give them an access to citizenship, and also for the young people that came here at a very young age. This is the only country they know, the dreamers.
Mario Salinas is one of those dreamers. He's 20 and came to the U.S. at 9 years old from Torreon, Mexico. He was able to come out of the shadows last year during President Obama's Deferred Action Initiative.
I can finally say I have a legal status, you know. I can finally say it might not be for a permanent, but I mean, it just gives me hope. It's a first step.
He says he hopes when people see the march that they'll understand that they want the same rights and responsibilities as U.S. citizens.
We also work hard. We're also human beings, and we work hard like them, and yes, hope that we can have a chance like them, you know?
The march this year will be on Saturday, March 30th at 9 a.m. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.